Second hour of our Ides of March and St. Patrick's Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150 KKNW website, click on listen upper left and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And hey, it is the third Sunday of the month, so that means it is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal readings with Natasha Venter. She's our medium and communicator and general psychic gal. And let's see, we left you at the end of the last hour in the middle of a phone call. So we are going to go back up to Vancouver, BC. And Catherine's one called in, but she's staying with Geraldine. And Geraldine's daughter has a dog named Luna, who is a chocolate lab. And older dog, I think maybe you said maybe 9 years old, something like that. I think 8 years old. Serious itching, scratching, biting, lifelong thing. Vet says yeast. Dog gets too bad and has to wear the cone and to keep from itching and get drugs and stuff. And that's what we've been discussing. So, Geraldine, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And so we talked in the last hour that I personally would lay money on the table that Luna has what we call Pleckner syndrome, this underlying endocrine immune imbalance. Natasha is able to confirm that she feels that energy going on. I told you about the definitive book, which is called Pets at Risk: From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. It's a paperback by Dr. Al Plechner, Plechner. First step would be order a copy on Amazon. Don't pay more than $13.95 for it, because that's what you can get it from the publisher for, but it's usually less than that on Amazon. And you guys need to read it, and then we can talk more, because then I can talk you more about how to proceed. And then the interesting thing, Geraldine, is that the condition is treated a little differently depending on what type of creature you are. So dogs are treated a little differently than cats, treated a little differently than horses, treated a little different than humans. The human and dog protocol is very similar. Food is a very important component. You have to get the food right because nothing else will work if you don't get the food right, and that can be very challenging. And then the treatment, just so you know, Geraldine, is cheap and easy, which is why this hasn't been picked up by mainstream, because drug companies have never been interested, because you can't make any money off of it. Because the treatment's simple. It's cortisol and thyroid for dogs. And then getting the food right. Anyway, Geraldine, where we'd have to start is you get the book, you guys have got to read it so you know what I'm talking about, and then probably we'd have to proceed off the air so we could have some conversations, and because then you got to see if you can if you can find a vet up there to treat it. We can also talk to the lab in Texas to see if there are any vets up there in, Canada that are sending lab tests down. But that's kind of, what I suspect is going on. Now, do you know, Geraldine, what kind of medication the vet prescribes for Luna when she needs medication?
No, sorry, I don't.
See, because the treatment, a lot, what she needs is steroids.
Yes.
And usually they can inject them, they can give them orally. They usually need an injection, usually works better than orals if they are just beginning treatment. But the steroid of choice for dogs is actually Medrol, and it isn't used too much for other things. But I want to bring Natasha in here. Because Natasha, when I mentioned Plechner syndrome, oh, the other thing I want to say one last before Natasha gets going here, I did before Dr. Al passed away, Geraldine. I did
Right.
lots and lots of radio shows with him, and when he started doing the show with me, he started doing shows regularly in 2003, just the end of 2002, I think. But we weren't recording and archiving shows yet then. But when we started recording and archiving radio shows, the first one we started with was a Dr. Al show. So if you can go to the Animal World website, which is marthanorwalk.com, and if you click on Radio Archives, then all the recorded shows we have are listed there. And if you go down to the very bottom, the first one is a Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Plechner, and then I can't tell you how many other shows, but there's hours and hours of recordings with me talking with Dr. Al Plechner if you want to go back and listen to some of those shows to hear him talk about this imbalance and stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Okay, now let's bring Natasha in here. When you tune in to Luna, not necessarily having to relate to the Plechner stuff and so forth, what's the big, what do you get when you tune in to Luna?
Well, it came from mom. It came from
So
mom's.
she because dogs can have this imbalance Most of the time it's hereditary, and that's what you mean. It's passed down from mom. It
It's
can
passed.
also happen related to emotional or physical trauma,
And that's what I was going to say, that there are
or as
some.
a result of old age, and it tends to get worse as they age. But you're saying she came in with this, so she's got it on a genetic level. So that's
She's
what you're
good.
saying, Natasha?
She's got it on a genetic level, but also too, she's got what we would call like an anxiety type of nervous system. And so there's that energy field that's in her where her cortisol fear, I don't want to call it fear and flight, but that fear and flight negotiation. Too bad Nels isn't still doing his work.
Well, he
Or
is,
he
and
is doing his work, but not on the radio, I should say. But I'm getting that you need to get her. Like I make my own dog's food because she was getting so itchy. But get her off of like the chicken, and she
and
needs to
chicken
have.
is the number one meat allergen for dogs these days.
Yeah,
Just
so
as
I would get her on like a simple food of like I was hearing duck is good. Chicken depends on, or turkey, wherever it depends on where you get it. But like
Okay,
and I was
time out,
getting
time out, time out.
buffalo,
Wait,
yeah,
wait, wait,
but
wait, wait, wait. Some dogs that are allergic, chicken is the number one meat allergen. Some dogs that are allergic to chicken, Natasha, are sensitive to all poultries. And then other dogs aren't. And it sounds like, are you saying, Luna, chicken's not good, but you said you felt like duck or turkey, she might tolerate those?
Yeah, she will. But it's like more duck, more the birds that we
What
don't.
about lamb? Lamb is often
Lamb is good.
lamb
Lamb
works.
is good. And buffalo, not beef. Beef is not good, but buffalo, the off birds that we
Novel
don't.
protein sometimes is
Yeah,
what we call them. Okay.
those off proteins. And then I do turkey, pumpkin, and then I do a vegetable and like blueberries and stuff like that. So, doing something more simplistic in the meal. I had to get very simplistic in my dog's meal because of a lot of her itchiness herself. And that's been really
Okay,
helping. So that's
now
what I'm getting is get some simplistic meals down where you just do like a little bit of, the turkey and the pumpkin, and then
okay.
something
Well,
that
let's
and that.
find out though, Geraldine. Well, what are is your daughter's feeding what processed dry food, maybe prescription diets from the vet or something now? Would she be
You're right.
willing to make food for the dog? Do you know?
Yeah, the dad of the dog is really great with food and really open to that kind of thing.
Okay, so
So,
that's a
are you
possibility.
talking?
So we could have her making food. The other possibility, Natasha, when you talk about, because you're absolutely right, what you, Geraldine, the thing is you've got to go to as simple a diet and as limited as ingredients as possible. And when you read the book of Al's, there's a lot of talk about that in the book. There is one food, since Natasha, you were doing, looked like a little kinesiology or muscle testing, but you tested lamb, felt good. Now, if you wanted to immediately get her off what she's on now, because if she's itching, it's not good. There is a food that you could order, a processed dry food, which is what I feed. My dog has this imbalance. And I think the best processed dry food to feed is usually canine caviar. CANINE, CAVIAR. Now, they make limited ingredients of grain-free foods, and they do have a lamb. It's called Open Meadow, and it's just lamb and pea and millet, I think. Natasha, can you do a little on the canine caviar lamb with Luna? How does that feel to you?
That feels pretty good because it's the simplistic.
Okay,
Now,
check the
what I'm
take
getting
the
is
oh,
what I'm
okay.
getting though too is that the one thing that I do a lot with my dog's food is I put water in with it
Yeah.
so that there's a lot, because sometimes the animals get too dry, they don't get enough water, and so the best place to put their water is in their food. And then I put the powder that I get from the name just went out of my head, the powder that you put on for your dog, and There's a commercial on it.
New Pro? No.
Neupro, the Neupro on too, and my dog actually really likes the Neupro. That's really
Yeah,
settling
see,
for
but
her gut.
I'd be
But
questioning that,
I
Natasha,
wouldn't.
with the allergy stuff. I don't think I'd start with any of those supplements just 'cause we don't want anything in there that
Extra right now.
she might be sensitive to.
And then what I'm also getting is that, with this dog, the more I would check in with the humans in that family. Where are the family's sensitivity with their gut? Because gut equals skin. Gut equals other things that are happening in the body. So I would ask and invite the family to look into where are they handling their cortisol level? How are they handling their nervous system? And we're doing a lot of healing with the nervous system right now in our societal planetary shifts. And so if you can go into that understanding that, because an animal a lot of time represents what is the family happening in the house? Where is that? Is the granddaughter struggling with some of her gut scenarios? Is that kind of tapped into me? So with that, looking at the whole family, and if the family can heal and kind of tone down the energy, that will help the dog tone down because the skin is a representation of what's going on in the gut and the nervous system.
Yeah, and I teach Geraldine what I call the human to animal transference. That, when something's going on with our animals, it isn't just the animals. Emotionally and intuitively, they're very sensitive and they pick up, process, and reflect back our belief systems, our characteristics, our behavior, and what's going on with us. So, Luna's processing what's going on with the rest of the family and so forth. Which kind of it is what Natasha's talking about. So you want to kind of, look and see. And often we attract animals into our life that are similar to our us humans because they're better mirrors and reflectors that way. But what works for the humans is likely to work for the dog. What works for the dog is likely to work for the humans. And so when you've got a dog that's this out of balance with this Plechner type stuff, it wouldn't be unusual to have the same thing going on with the humans around that dog.
Yeah, well, that's amazing, Martha, because my daughter is having gut has had gut issues for a long time, and it's happening with the grandchild as well.
Okay. So
So
what
same with the
may
dog, the
happen,
same with the dog.
So what may happen, Geraldine, is that we may have to get you help from all over the place. Get the Pets at Risk, the book. You can listen to archived versions and listen to Dr. Al talking about all of this. His website is still up, drplechner.com. Family keeps it up, so to help with this education. All of this information will help the family as well. Let's see, I told you about the archives, told you about the canine caviar. Oh, Natasha, I wanted you to test. You said the canine caviar lamb felt good. How about they also have an ocean fish? Now, my Robbie does well on the lamb, he does well on the fish. How does Luna, the fish feels good? Okay, now they also make a duck.
Salmon would be a good thing, a good one for the dog too. If you like,
Okay, well, they
sometimes I
have an
put.
ocean fish. I don't know if there's salmon in there, but then they make a duck, canine caviar duck. Check that one because you
Yeah,
mentioned
the
duck.
duck.
Okay, so I think Geraldine, the canine caviar is not easy to find in stores. They put all their money into the food. They can't necessarily buy the shelf space, but it's available on Chewy.com. Petflow.com and Amazon.com. However, the price varies a whole lot, so check all three places to find the best price.
Thank
Now,
you.
canine caviar also makes the chicken, but we don't want the chicken. But I would start with the lamb. And then once you find, ideally you find a couple of diets with different in major ingredients so you can rotate foods so we don't develop any more allergies. You'll learn about that in the book.
Yeah, you have to be
But
careful of
we
the
could
rotation.
start with the canine caviar immediately because that way you could change and get her on to a limited ingredient food that Natasha's saying is testing good. And then you got everything else she eats. You're going to have to cut out all treats and scraps and everything you give her because you can't give her anything but what's in that canine caviar lamb.
Right.
And that would be the, and then now the other thing I think because we mentioned or Natasha did, Dr. Nils Rasmussen, he does neuroenergetic balancing. And Natasha, remember she mentioned that Luna's got anxiety stuff going on and all that sort of thing. Now Nels works with people too, 'cause so he can help all of you. He can stabilize the nervous system, get them out of the fight flight mechanism that can be an issue. I remember Natasha mentioned that briefly. But Nels can work remotely. You don't have to see him in person. And he does a free telephone evaluation. So let me give you his contact information. If you got something to write with.
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, Dr. Nils Rasmussen, Rasmussen. And his phone number is 208-451-6003. His
And is Nels spelled NELS?
correct. And then his website is healingministryforanimals.com. Healingministryforanimals.com. And you can go to his website and fill out the contact information or call him. And then all you got to do is say, talk to Martha and Natasha on the air. Need to talk to you. Okay. He'll know what that means. And you're in Canada, so he can talk to you no problem. You're probably going to want to join his membership group. It only costs $10 for a lifetime. And I think you might want to call him immediately today. I mean, or sometime today, because if you join his membership group for $10, he does free Zoom classes, and he teaches you how to balance the animals' nervous systems. But he also teaches you how to balance your own nervous systems. And I believe his free class on, how to balance the human animal, I think is this Wednesday evening on Zoom. So if you got a hold of him right away, you guys could take advantage of that free class coming up on Wednesday. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
All
you.
right. So you've got
So what I'm getting.
healingministryforanimals.com, phone number 208-451-6003. You're going to order the book. And then one can get in, and you got the canine caviar info, we all of that. And then at some point, probably I would need to do a telephone session with you or, with your daughter about the dog. And then we could put it all together and I could do a lot more help that way.
Fabulous,
So.
Martha. That's really good news.
Okay, so now let's find out whatever else Natasha wants to put on, what icing do you have to put on this cake, Natasha?
Well, remembering though that as you start working on the human and the animal, it is a dance, it is a journey, it is a moment. So as you start healing the gut, then the liver starts maybe talking, maybe then the, then the heart starts talking, or the kidneys start talking. Like right now I'm working on my kidneys because I've healed my liver and my adrenals, right? So there's that process
It's a
of knowing
process you go
that
through.
it's a process. And so as you take the layers off, remembering it's kind of like when you clean one part of the house, the rest of the house needs to be cleaned. It's that whole process. So remembering right now, if you can start taking having the family practice deep breathing. And when you pet the dog, breathe. That deep breathing, that will help a lot of that nervous system, the anxiousness, the prickliness. We're all in the prickly of, I got to do this, 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 I got to do this. Remembering breath is important. So like if your daughter starts remembering that she doesn't have to do anything in any certain time. It can be when she gets out of the car or before she gets out of the car, take a breath before she gets the kid out of the car. It's like start doing these breath moments, and that really helps the nervous system, which helps the gut, which helps the, it's like the domino effect, right?
Well, and
So,
you're so right, Natasha, because you know what, when teaching with meditation and yoga especially, one of the biggest things that's taught is how to breathe.
It's
How do you
breath.
keep
Breath is
breathing?
huge.
Yeah.
I deep breathe every morning as I'm waking up, as I'm my consciousness is awakening. I concentrate on my breath so my body gets energy put into it of love and kindness instead of getting up and running and going and doing, right? It's like it's that whole process of who are we as we awaken our body system. And a lot of us, our guts have been unloved, and the dog's guts have been unloved. And then if you get like the mom was all stressed because their family was stressed, and then they were going through things. So what was that? What was that pup drinking in the milk, right? And so there's that other thing, and then you get the nervous system of a lab on top of it, right? And so there's that whole energy field. So, I would ask that if something is going on with the dog, is she itching? What part of the human aspect is itching metaphorically and in real sense, if that makes any sense? What is itchy? What is itchy to us? Like, this doesn't feel good. What are we? I can't settle down. I can't sit on the couch. A lot of us are working through our trauma-induced ADHD. And so there's the itchiness. I can't sit down. I can't sit down. I can't rest. Where's that itchiness?
So basically, what you're saying, though, probably it sounds like this is a whole family deal that we can't just deal with the dog because this relates to every. There's an aspect going on with everybody,
It's the
and the
awakening
human
that
to
families
animal
meant to go on.
transference.
Yeah, it's
Well,
that
but I mean, in
awakening.
some situations, I can get into the situation. I just have to deal with the dog and educate the humans, and we're fine. But then there's other situations where it's way more complicated than that, and this is one of those, it sounds like.
Yeah. Once the knowledge comes, the complication will go away. It's like you're just in the pretense of getting the knowledge, and so that's where the complication is. But once you get the knowledge, it's going to be easy because then you have the knowledge to do, and so gain the
Okay,
knowledge,
now
and then
is
you'll
it
know what to do.
possible for you to isolate the energy, Natasha, and just look at if Geraldine just has her daughter get some canine caviar lamb and we switch this dog over to that, get everything else out of the diet, how much do you see that helping?
Oh, I see it being it's the starting point. It's the
Okay.
huge starting point. It's
All
the
right.
it's the it's
Okay.
that's the
That sounds
breath.
good.
That's the medical or the metaphorical breath that this family needs. And then the spider
Then we can
web
go from
of other
there.
things can go on. Does that make sense, Jodine?
Totally, totally. What you're saying resonates.
Oh, good. Yay.
Okay. Now
Well,
then,
blessings
did
on your journey.
all right. And did you, how to get a hold of me? Well, the MarthaNorwalk.com is the website, and you can get the archives there. You know about the book. You know about Nels. You know about canine caviar. And then just write down if you need me, you can call me off the air at 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Now, if you need an intuitive consultation, okay, Natasha, her number is 360-770-7486. Three six zero seven seven zero seven four eight six, and her website's intuitiveclarifications.com. Intuitiveclarifications.com.
Great, I've written all of that down.
All right, so I think we have you all caught up and everything. So, hey, Catherine, thanks for going to Vancouver.
That's been a blessing, and her introducing us to you and hearing all of this is a blessing. So, blessings to you both. Thank you so much.
All right, and you keep us
Now,
informed. Now you can call the third Sunday of every month. You can call in so we can check back in with Natasha. She can look at the energy, see what kind of progress we're making with everybody. And then you got all the healers and the tools on the side that we've talked about so far. And I think that
Fabulous.
Natasha, you've got more to add here.
Yeah, you're in the beginning of the journey. So remember to breathe before you even do anything, okay?
Yeah, breathe,
And
breathe, breathe. Yeah.
your excitement, remembering discernment. Your daughter might not be ready to hear this, but maybe the husband might, your father, your son-in-law might be willing. So discern your way through this journey a little bit, because not everybody is ready at that second that you get the information to hear it. So breathe and then do the
Okay.
work, then do the journey, right?
All
Thank you.
right.
Thank you
You're more than
so
welcome.
much.
Blessings.
Blessing. Beautiful.
All
Thank you.
right. And you know how to reach us if you need more. And you can always check in every third Sunday. Now, the other thing too, Geraldine, is the second Sunday of the month is our energy balancing show, and Nell's sister Linda is on the air with us. And you guys, you could have your daughter call in as a family. Linda can work with the family and the dog
Wow.
on the second Sunday of the month. So you can call
Wow.
in the second Sunday of every month to get treatment for the family and the dog. You can call in the third Sunday so we can touch base with Natasha, and me, and you can contact either one of us off the air. So I think we've given you everything we can right now.
Really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome.
Well, I just really appreciate you, and I'm once again I say, Catherine, thanks for going to Vancouver, BC.
Yeah, I'm so grateful another family is on the journey of starting to heal.
Yeah,
Yay.
yay. Oh, and by the
Great.
way, love you, Canada. Love
Yes,
you. Love
yes.
you. Love you, Canada.
Pretty important. Yeah, for sure. We need to say that. That's awesome. Thanks
Yes.
for saying.
Yes,
Love our neighbors.
absolutely.
Love
We
our
bow to
neighbors.
you. Bow to you, Canada. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being the
We love.
wonderful higher energy that you need to be right now.
Oh, and we love you guys. We know so many of you are really stressed out about all of this. And I have many, many friends in the USA, and I just love them all. So, we're really praying for you a lot.
Thank
Well,
you.
thank you.
Well, the top doesn't get it, but it sounds like at least we on the bottom do, because we all still love each other. All right, you guys. Blessings, and let us know what you need.
Okay.
And thanks for calling Animal World. God bless. Bye-bye.
God,
bye.
God, bye-bye.
So, hey, Nathan,
Yeah.
let's do a little cooking here.
Yeah,
Can we just put them
I
all
think
together?
somebody is out there stomping around today.
Yep, oh, there he is. I knew he was around here somewhere. Can we just put them all together, run them all at
Yeah,
once?
that sounds good. I was actually going to ask you about that during the break, so I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yep. All righty. So we're going to take care of all of our advertisers right now. Wrap it all up. Now, anybody else out there that would like to talk to me and or Natasha, she's here today. You got to take advantage of that. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. So stay right where you are. And Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW. And we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune in to Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific time. And now Now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, gosh, if you'd like to talk to me or Natasha, or both of us, pick up your phones, 425-373-5527, or toll free, 888-298-5569. Now, we heard from a wonderful Jude Ponton at Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. Remember, she's the one that's helped me heal. And boy, do you want to have her on your list if you've got things going on with your physical body. Boy, is she a miraculous healer. You can meet with her in person at the Whispering Dragon Center. It's in her home now. She's in Shoreline, so easy access, lots of parking. And she also can work with you remotely, though, if you are not in the area and can't get in person. She did some remote work with me during my process, but most of the time I was in there to have her work on me in person. And you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call and she'll call you back, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. Shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And, you know, remember, I'm back in business now, and I would love to hear from you or anybody you know that's got problems with their dogs. I usually only have to see you once and get everything under control. And once I've seen you, you get free phone follow-up privileges. So you don't have to hire me again if you got questions, and I just coach you through things over the phone. And it's an amazing process. So if you know anybody has problems with their dogs, tell them. I'll always talk to them for free on the phone. So give them my phone number, 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty, that leaves us to Natasha. We heard from you. And your website, of course, is intuitiveclarifications.com. Mm-hmm. And you have a YouTube channel as well. And that's Natasha Venter, I-C. Mm-hmm. The letters I and C for Intuitive Clarification, Natasha Venter, I-C. And what are we going to find on your YouTube channel?
Well, I have had my podcast that I do every Wednesday at 4 o'clock that's live. You can watch later. Last week's was about how love can heal. And I was talking about the deep, that next layer of love. It's not the conscious love. It's that deeper love in the healing phase. I've talked about how we can negotiate the energies that we're walking through, which are actually timeless. A lot of the tools that I give are timeless. I also do on all my social media, not on Facebook anymore, but all my social media, Natasha Venter, I see that is my handle all the way through. You can, I do 2-minute videos on negotiating our story. Like yesterday I posted about be on the show, but I also posted about how I called in protection and how the universe showed me how it protected me. It was, it makes me laugh now. And so, you know, we're in an amazing time of, we can manifest whatever we're thinking. You know, literally, what are we thinking? You know, if we're concentrating on the drama, trauma that's going on in the world around us, that's what's going to be in our life. If we're thinking about how, like this morning I woke up saying I'm in alignment with my life, my body and I are flowing with my soul's calling. I'm open and grateful to be of service for the universe around me. And it was about a 15-minute conversation. So that's just the highlights of some of it. And so I love to show people and teach people and guide people through my understanding so that they can awaken their truth, their divine truth. Actually, one of my shows was about how do you discern your truth? Because it's all about us gaining our own individual truth at the willingness, though, that we have to work with other people's truth. And so how do you negotiate all this story? And I love to guide people through that life's journey that we're on right now.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So, and folks can contact you through your website, intuitiveclarifications.com. Mm-hmm. You know, and of course you can listen to the podcast every Wednesday, 4 o'clock, or in the archives on your YouTube channel. And they can just call you if they need to, right?
Exactly. Or text me at 360-770-7486.
Wonderful.
I am available.
Wonderful. All righty then. We are all caught up. And so we can get back to, and of course, anybody, you can interrupt us for phone calls anytime. Phone calls always take priority, 425-373-5527. If you feel so inclined, but we didn't get into a lot of stuff to start with today, like all the astrological stuff, because I heard you say the dreaded M word, Mercury.
Uh-huh.
And as far as I know, we're still in retrograde, are we not?
Yes, until the 20th. And then it takes a couple weeks to say, oh, the planet's... And a retrograde doesn't mean that the planet is moving backwards. It's that rethink, re-know, re-understand, reapply, re-conscious ourselves into the knowings that we want to do. And this Mercury in retrograde is about blurting. I'm really getting that it's how do we blurt? Like I had a coworker who sent an email before she read through it. She blurted, you know, and, you know, there's the ripple effect of, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Also things like my Kindle, went away. I turned up the light so I can read, and my Kindle decided to say, not anymore. You know, and it's like we're having these moments where things are happening, but how do we come back to the basics? Like, I need to read a book that's in paper for a school project. And I'm having a hard time finding lights that I can read just to put on my, I used to have a bunch of them, but all of them have like the batteries have corroded. You know, there's just all these different things that are happening that I wanted to go back to my basics of reading a book and paper. But then how do I get there through the conversation of electronics, right? So it's like there's this metaphor of how do we negotiate? So that's kind of what this Mercury retrograde is about, is how do we get back to the basics of who we are? Because, you know, we as a society have been texting. We've been emailing. We haven't been communicating through our mouth. We haven't been communicating through our understanding. And sometimes we just need to pick up the phone and communicate, right? We need to pick up the phone and say, this doesn't work. You know, we're in this moment where, you know, we're balancing, like about 2 years ago, we were going back to canning, right? We were going back to that home-based understanding. And we're still in that next layer of coming back to the basics so we can move forward into the new knowings. Because it is about the yin and the yang, the up and the down, the in and the out.
Well, and Mercury, when Mercury's in retrograde, you just... I mean, no surprise, I didn't get to do my session yesterday that they got 16 inches of snow Friday night. That's just Mercury in retrograde stuff. And but it's going direct on Friday, Natasha,
yes,
on the 20th. But that's also the spring equinox. So, you know, and I know there's always energy related to equinoxes and solstices and all that sort of stuff. And, I think we're somewhere, we've just had a full moon or something. So isn't astrologically, aren't we all on a roller coaster anyway for all kinds of reasons? And
yes. And actually, Pluto is in a fixed sign. And when Pluto is in a fixed sign and it's in Aquarius, so when Pluto's in a fixed sign, usually we've gone through a major shift in our outer world, like a lot of governments. So like the last time Pluto was in a fixed sign, World War II happened.
Oh, well, and we're on the verge of World War III, so what the heck, you know?
Exactly. So, you know, it's that moment where how do we negotiate? And then we got other planets that are in sync with other planets.
Let's slow down here.
Take a breath.
So, now what did you say? Pluto's in what'd you call it again?
A fixed sign.
A fixed sign. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so that doesn't happen very often, apparently.
No, it has to go through all the planets.
The last time Pluto was in a fixed sign, World War II started.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, crap. I don't want to hear that, Natasha.
But we've got other planets that are aligning ourselves.
Is anybody balancing this so we don't have to start?
Yes.
Well, I mean, Yogananda, I said it last week. Yogananda said World War III is going to happen. I just didn't think it was going to be in my lifetime.
Yeah.
And so, I'm hoping it's not in my lifetime now, but hopefully that won't be the case. But so are there any other planets balancing this stuff or what?
Yes, because as we're waking up as a society, when we were in World War II, we went in blindly. We went in like, you know, this is what my government wants me to do. This is what we're right now. We're in this planetary shift where it's like we're not so blind as we were in other timelines.
Maybe 30% of us are. Okay, but that means 70% though aren't, so that's
exactly
good.
Exactly. So how are we negotiating the energies that we're in right now, right? What is our perception? What are we negotiating? And my husband and I, we went through a funny thing yesterday, and actually this morning, because it was like we were out doing some yard work, and he saw the end of the hook, and he thought it was like a giant worm or like a snake or something. He was like, watch out, watch out, watch out. And then I had my brown hair tie on the floor in my spiritual room. And he said, Natasha, the cat did a big gack, right? So it was like this perception of what do we truly see and what do we really have? And then he made this bread this
morning. So make sure you're seeing the truth of what's going on.
Exactly.
Because it wasn't really a throw up on the floor. It was your scarf. It wasn't a snake or a worm. It was a hook.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, like the bread he made, he thought, the bread was beautiful. It had cracks and everything on the top of it. He's making sourdough. And he was like, oh, it's ruined. It's all going through. He cut it open and the inside was beautiful. There was no holes. There was no nothing. So the outside of our reality
looked like it was bad.
Yeah. The outside of our reality might show one thing. But what's the inside of our reality? What is our mindset? I had a conversation with a coworker who's always worried about the government. I said, but what is that doing to your inside? You have to take care of your inside. I send prayers everywhere around the world, right? I do, because somewhere in that dimension, in that reality, World War III is going to happen. But in my reality, what can I do to bring in peace and tranquility, which is actually helping the other realities?
Yeah.
If we're more worried about the outside world, Pluto, the outer planets, we're going to be losing what the inner planets are teaching us, our inner truth, our inner understanding. And that's one thing I say constantly on my show. Your truth is your truth. This is my perception to helpfully turn your truth into a new understanding for you, right? It's like, because it's an amazing dance we're into that we cannot be buffaloed. And I was watching a show and they were talking about how these people, they bring in, like the genocides and a lot of these, the brainwashing, the Kool-Aid, drinking the Kool-Aid with these belief systems that we have. And it's really time to take the Kool-Aid out of our diet, which isn't very good for you anyways, right?
Hello.
How can you take the Kool-Aid out and really say that, when you see something that you don't like, send prayers and understanding to it. And come back to your tranquility, your self-love. And that's
rather than hatred.
Right now are...
Well, that's a big, when you said, when you see something you don't like, what did you said? Send prayers and love
and love.
Good stuff rather than judgment and hatred and blame and revenge. I mean, there's a choice to be made here.
Because we're going
to
spiritual.
You don't want to keep one foot in each camp, because then you get split up the middle. You know
exactly. Because we're going through a spiritual rebirth process right now, and we're coming into this
Holy
understanding
moly.
that we have these, alignments. Some of these alignments that we have on these planets haven't been for like thousands of years. We're rebirthing into a new consciousness on this earth. So what consciousness do we want to walk with? Do we want to walk with, well, the government's doing this and the gas prices and blah, 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 blah. I ask the universe, if I'm going to stay in the state of Washington, help me pay for the gas prices. It's like have alignment. And it was interesting because I asked for protection. I went dancing on Friday night, right? So this is how the universe supports us, right? Then I asked for protection because I went dancing by myself and my husband really didn't want me to go because he was kind of worried that something might happen to me because I was going dancing by myself. And I was going down to one of the a place where he doesn't know. So I said, okay, I'll just ask the universe for protection. Right. Well, on my way to dancing, I got on the freeway. Right after I got on the freeway, a police officer started following me. Right.
There's your escort.
There's my escort. Now, did I have to be consciousness and not worry about it?
Yeah.
I wasn't. I was doing the speed limit. I was doing what I was supposed to do. There's a police station right there. So he was getting on, as I was getting on. And then do you know how many police officers I saw on the freeway going down? Right?
A bunch.
And then when I got into my dancing place, I parked. I asked the universe to give me a parking place that was nearby. So I got close to the doorway. And then as I walked in, there was police officers inside where I was at, right? In the doorway, helping somebody. But then I was conscious. And then, I knew that where I was dancing, I've danced there before. So I knew that I could just ask for a waitress and I would feel safe, right? So But then I met this wonderful woman who was like, we sat down and we talked, and it was like our souls were talking. And she actually said, Natasha, when people are witnessing you, you talk to their soul, don't you? And I said, yes, I do actually. But that's up to them to let me in, right? And then guess what? As I was coming out of the place, I asked the place where I danced to have an escort to my car, right? Well, as I'm sitting there's four police officers standing outside the door. I could have asked one of them to walk me to the car, right?
So you had plenty of protection. Yeah, well, and there's lots of help available from the, but you have to ask.
You have to be willing to ask. And then I got actually, this is the first time I've ever been done this. I actually got in a car and was driven to my car.
Wow.
I was escorted to my car. And then there was police officers along on the way home because it was midnight and that kind of stuff. But it was interesting how it was like, I could have been, oh no, I have to do the speed limit. Oh no, there's cops on the road. No, I was like, thank you for my protection. And so how are we really interweaving our way through this universe? Are we thinking what the universe is giving us is as a detriment? A cop right behind me. How scary is that, right? But at the same time, I was like, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Sounds wonderful. So ask for what you need and then remember to be grateful.
Yeah,
All that
exactly.
good
Because you
stuff.
never know how it's going to present. You
And
never know how it's going to present.
always it's a good idea to count your blessings, because no matter how bad everything is, there's always something to be grateful for. So, and where you put your mind, remember what do I always tell you? Thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So remember that and take advantage of it.
Exactly.
Do you
Like
want
I
to
was having a
fill your
car.
mind with negativity and fear and worry and all of that? Because then you just create more. Or, which is why, Divine Mother says our focus here is going to be focusing on the most powerful energy in the universe, and that's God's love and God's light, and it is the most powerful.
And the
And
theme of
we are
scarcity.
going through a process of clearing out all the old Kali Yuga stuff has got to leave the planet. And boy, it's coming up in spades, and it's really dark right now. And what happens really depends on us and what we do with it.
Exactly.
You have to stay focused. Make sure
Scarce.
you're hearing the truth. Because there's not a lot of that going on the higher levels right now. So,
Yeah,
all right,
scarcity is sneaky.
we are
Scarcity
out
is
of
sneaky.
time and have got to close out hour number two, fire up the love train, and get then into hour number three when we get to hour number three. Let's see, we got to do current events, and we haven't. Well, we heard Bigfoot, but we got to see if we have any Bigfoot updates and Mariners and that sort of thing, and a few other things to talk about. And so let's get ready for Love Train. You don't get to opt out on this one. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up and join the Love Train with us. I'll cruise by and cruise through and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train music with the yogi energization prayer. So we're all energized up to send more love and light around during the song when we get a chance to send. And we got to send all around our country and all around the world, So here we go. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination. Our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. More with Natasha Venter. We're here till noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.